Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs Presents Students of Strixhaven. On my left...
Oh, hello, I'm Kim. I'm playing Astra, she, they pronouns. And, you know, it's always cult stuff. That's all I got.
Audience, I'm on the floor. I'm
but
Tanner.
Not IRL.
Yeah, not IRL. I have to be standing or sitting down for this. I'm Tanner, I'm playing Luxford, who is on the floor. Yeah.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm playing...
Jesse, you skipped Crow, dude.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, lovely guest.
Hi, I'm Crow, or Karoi, as my character is, Water Ganassi of the Silverkill School of Strixhaven.
Okay, go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, I don't want to now.
Well, hi, I'm
Jalen. Skip Jesse completely.
Come on, Jesse, I believe you got it.
Oh,
got this
I'm Jesse, and I'm playing Ember. And I'm asleep.
You are asleep.
Honk shoe, me.
Hello, it's me again, Tanlin, playing Lex. Yeah. That's all I got. Yeah.
Yes, okay, so where we last left off, you hear the shifting of large bookcases and the fleeting feet of a now-realized changeling who has taken the face of Karoi, with, however, some burn marks left over as they have not been able to heal their skin yet. They also made three duplicates of themselves with mirror image. You would recognize those spells. And they have dispersed into the gigantic, moving, almost, I would say, maze-esque third floor of this library. We're going to do this as sort of a tag mechanic. Because you're not going to be able to shoot or hit what you can't see. I believe we left off with the enemy just went Karoi. It is Karoi's turn, then Astra's turn, and the staff's turn. So they've begun running. So, Karoi, what would you like to do as this individual scatters?
All right, so the one... let's see. There's six of them.
There's four of them.
There's four of them, so yes. Four total or five total?
Four total.
Four plus the original. Okay. So four total. The one... Let me see. Ugh. I hate it when they cast a spell right in front of me and I'm just stuck here. they've already, like, scattered, right?
Yeah, they're about 30 feet away, but because of the way the library works and functions, it is maze-like, so they almost are all immediately obscured by, like, different bookshelves.
Gotcha. I'm going to continue running at like the one I was looking at, like the one I was kind of already charging towards.
All right, can you go ahead and roll me a d20 and let me know what you get?
I got a 15.
Okay. Yeah, so you begin running at the one you believe is the one that was on you.
The one I believe is the one that I was initially fighting.
Yeah. So the way we will work this is to attempt to get to them and, like, hit them, you'll need to do a perception roll. And then depending on what your perception roll is, you'll need to either make an attack or, like, a jump or something, like an athletics roll to try to, like, get to them. You guys do know that with illusory images, if you make contact with them, they will dissipate. So that's why it's a bit of a tag mechanic. Three of these things will dissipate the moment you touch them.
Yeah, I guess I'll just try to grab them. You said a perception check, yeah?
Yeah, I'll say since you were already kind of on him, you don't have to make the perception check for this round. Okay. You can make an athletics or acrobatics, or if you'd like, an attack with dexterity or strength to try to make contact. Yeah.
Okay, so all bad things for a nerd like me.
It is contested, and they are also a nerd, so there's a chance that you just...
We just start slap fighting each other?
Yeah.
Cat fight.
You said athletics or what was it?
Or acrobatics.
That's going to be a 15 on acrobatics.
All right. They got a 10. So you like dive at them and they like try to like move out of the way and you like swipe at them. But as you hit, your hand just through them, and it dissipates. So you recognize that that one was an illusory image. However, that means that there are three others, which means it's a lot easier for the team to now try to find who it actually is.
Yep. So once I'm done with that, I'll just scream three.
Okay. okay. For sure. Yeah. So that was Karoi, Astra.
Okay. So I have arrived. I'm gonna Eldritch Sight try to detect magic.
Okay. Since you just got up here, you will need to make a perception roll.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're not gonna be able to like find them or see them between the books.
Okay. A dirty 20.
Very good. Yeah. So you are able to see. Let's see. I'm gonna roll a d4. Rerolls on fours. You're able to see one of them.
Okay.
The one you see is an illusion. So you're able to point out that the one heading towards like the west wing is an illusion.
How far away is it from me?
The illusion? Like 60 to 80 feet.
Okay, cool. I'll just point it out for the rest of them to say that that one is an illusion.
Okay.
So maybe they don't have to waste their time on that.
For sure.
And I think that'll be me for right now.
All
right.
The two staff members are going to go. They both rolled pretty poorly on perception. So they both kind of just like, I think they're going to like just shoot blasts into the area, hoping that they can kind of at least cause like them to panic and stutter step.
Okay.
We will come to Lex.
Yay, I could finally do something. Okay. So perception to look.
Yeah, to try to find one of them.
Yeah, to try to find one.
You will have, so there are only two you can find.
Well, I don't have perception, and I rolled really bad, so that's a 7.
Okay, so would you like to do anything else?
Wake me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so you look down, and you see Ember just...
like, oh, no, Ember.
They're just milk and honey and butter
and
bread.
I go over. I cradle your face like, wake up.
Oh.
Real dramatic.
Oh, man, I had the craziest dream.
Oh?
Like, the kid was getting eaten by a mimic. Wow.
No, I think that happened.
Oh, so did the other stuff happen then?
What
a lot of stuff happened in my dream.
We can talk about that later.
It's so unhelpful. Yeah, so that'll be Lex's turn, rousing Ember. Ember, it is your turn now, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, I should be like, what's going on?
I think there's mirror images.
Yeah, there's a lot of little guys running around.
Yeah.
That one is an illusion, so don't worry about that one. And I point at the one that I know is an illusion. I guess there's two others out there, one illusion and one real person.
Oh,
so.
and who they look like as well.
Oh, yeah,
they
also
look like
Karoi. They also look like Karoi.
Oh, okay.
All
right, I'm just gonna start running in there. Should I find this? Find the other?
Oh, yeah, so you take off in there. Go ahead and give me a perception roll.
14.
14. You are like turning corners, and at this point, the movement and the labyrinthian-esque build of the library is now making it incredibly difficult to find anybody. And I think you like sprint in like full hardy for a moment, and then you hear like the shifting, and then suddenly you no longer see your friends, and you no longer see like Karoi. Like you don't see anybody, right? Like you're just like and just shifting and whatnot.
Oh. Can I just like ready a thorn whip in case one of these guys come at me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Fantastic. Okay, it is the enemy's turn. All right. The entirety of the room comes to a halt.
Oh.
And then you guys hear the filting of like book pages and parchment unraveling.
Oh, no.
And the dome of the biblioplex shatters as shrubbery begins reaching, vines and shrubbery begin climbing the building itself and begin crawling into the top of the building. And they are going to join the initiative.
Don't worry, guys. I could speak to plants. I could probably talk.
Oh, dude,
us
talk,
down.
Talk them down. Yeah, talk them
you
down.
Speak to,
please.
You speak for the trees?
Amazing.
Dude, the Lorax.
Yeah, the
Lorax. Coated. okay, so the shrubs, all like, it's almost like a wave of shrubbery, like, into the top floor of the biblioplex as they like, and the vines kind of whip around, but none of them make any direct contact with you. However, you now recognize that like moving through this is going to be a nightmare.
No.
So you can either choose to do half movement and pretty much walking and jumping over stuff, or you can move full movement, but you'll have to make a save when you move.
Okay. Mm.
And now the entire place is covered in shrubs. And I think you hear one of the staff member like this is magic, like beyond what a student can do. Like this isn't something that anyone here should be able to do outside of staff. And that will then be Kuroi's turn.
All right. So I'm assuming that they probably just like used a big, like one of the book's spells. I want that amulet. Where is the nearest one? Like, so other, so I tackled one, obviously. I know that one to the left of me isn't there. So the other is just like the other two on the right side, I guess.
So they've scattered into like the kind of, like I said, labyrinthian like chunk of bookshelves that were kind of moving and rotating. And so you have lost visual of the people in front of you as well as Ember. So you don't see either of the two like enemies and you don't see Ember. You'd have to like try to go deeper into the bookshelves to try to look.
I will have my inkling because we share a bond. I will have them, because they can float, fly above the bookcases.
Solid.
Like, just to get, like, the most aerial view that they can.
Absolutely.
And we also share visions.
Above the book, going above the bookcases to the very, like, top of the building, the inkling is able to look down and pinpoints the two, the two enemies. There's one who's in the center of the, like, labyrinth, practically, and then there's one who is on the far side, just outside of the bookshelves, on like the opposite side of the room of where like the rest of our characters are standing.
Okay. I would like to send my inkling as far towards that direction as possible, to the far, far off direction as possible. Okay. And then using thaumaturgy to call out their positions.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, with like a boom of voice from Kuroi, you guys hear.
Yeah.
There's one in the center and there's one on the opposite end of us, like far side.
Yeah, just like middle and then like whatever like the door closest on the far side is.
All right. And so that'll be Kuroi's turn. We're going to go ahead and go to Astra.
Oh boy. Okay. So we came up, right? So we're close. So, like, Lex and I are closer to the middle of the space, right? Yeah. Okay. And you said that the vines came down.
Yeah, they came down. So they came from, like, every angle of the window. So you guys, they're pretty much coming in from around you.
Are there any unoccupied spaces, or is it all by the vine?
Well, that's why you can either move half speed and jump in between, or you can move and then make a save.
Because I wanted to try to see if I could miss you step closer into the middle.
That'll work.
Then I will use that, and then I'll just miss you step 30 feet.
Okay, so 30 feet gets you towards, like, the entrance of the bookshelves.
Okay.
So you would know that it probably goes another, like, 60 feet deeper.
Okay, and then after that, I guess I'll just try to move through it.
Okay.
And then make a
dexterity saving throw.
Dex save? Ugh, I'm not good at those. Yeah, I got a 5.
Yeah, so your legs get whipped around by the shrubbery and stuff, and you're kind of being held down by plants.
Fun. Okay, that's all I will do for right now.
Okay. The staff, one of the staff, the staff is going to leave, and is like, I'm going to go get additional support. Do not engage with the individual. If you see them, just try to maintain eyes on them. And then, so that staff's going to run out. Staff 2 also gets tangled like Astra and is held down. Lex.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Okay.
Everybody
right.
Calm down.
Everyone calm down. Okay, so I see you guys entangled?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How would that work, helping them get out?
So you could either help pull them out, or like if you dispel magic, you can maybe turn off the entirety of the plants.
Plants off.
Yeah.
I was thinking quick and spell mage armor just in case onto myself, and then cantrip green flame blade on the thing.
Oh, okay.
You can attack on them. Yeah, I'll say that'll give everyone within like 30 feet of you advantage if you succeed on the attack.
Cool. That was so bad. What the hell, guys?
What'd you get?
4 plus 3.
Oh, that is so bad.
Buddy. Yeah.
Let me, guys, I'm going to.
Is it time for a luck roll?
I'm going to luck roll it.
Okay.
So I'm going to use one of my lucks.
Oh, did you have to luck roll for?
Oh, wait. I
casted mage armor.
Mage armor onto myself first. And so I have to make a roll, and if it's a natural one, then I
have to roll on the wild
magic. But let's just see how that goes first. I didn't roll a one, so I don't have to roll for chaos. Yeah, so
your luck rolling to reroll?
Luck rolling to reroll my attack.
I believe in you.
We believe in you, sweetie.
I rolled a four again.
No!
Four plus three.
Yeah, so they will not get advantage on trying to escape. You just, and nothing happens. It's a bad look for the team. Ember.
Yes, I swear.
You know you're the closest to the center. Like, you could just guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you know there's someone in the center. What do you want to do?
Hey, gotta go for it. Playmakers make plays.
I respect that. Yeah, so give me a... I just want you to roll a d20 for me.
A two.
You get lost in the labyrinth.
Cool.
No!
You're wandering around. You're just like, what the fuck? I've never seen so many... I don't think you've ever spent this much time in the library.
Oh, no. And you're an outside person.
Yeah, it's like, God damn it. And like you hear the bushes like speaking. You're like, why are you in here? What are you doing in here? Why are you in here?
The voices.
Oh, no, it's actually a spell for me to talk to plants.
No, you hear them whispering to you. Give me an arcana roll.
Oh, I'm not great with arcana either. Seven?
Seven. This is the nastiest plant magic you've ever seen. That's all you can pick up from that. And like I said, you hear it just, why are you here? What are you doing here?
It's giving far right propaganda.
Far-right Strixhaven propaganda, so it's just I don't think the college should be here.
I'm fiscally conservative.
the college brings too many immigrants from other planes.
There's too many Leonins. like I said, it's how are you? And then there's, you weren't supposed to be here. And you're just hearing these things and getting overwhelmed. But it does sound like it's talking to you purposefully.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want to do anything after getting lost, Ember?
I just got my thorn rip ready to go if I see some bad guys.
The enemy's going to go. Croy, through your inkling, you see the one in the center has vanished as it's been dispelled. And the one on the far side is now climbing out the window and scaling down the plants that have been brought up to it.
Oh, no. All right, yeah. No.
Quick question, Lux. Are you still outside?
I'm probably taking a breather. Yeah, I mean, it was rough.
Yeah, I think you're like, give me a perception roll, just a random perception roll.
21.
I mean, you're probably looking up because you saw the plants fucking climb the biblioplex and then break in. And at this point, a crowd's growing. Like, people are like coming to like, what the fuck is going on? Staff are like quickly rushing over. You see some on like brooms like flying over like quickly from other portions of the school, but it's a humongous school.
Right.
And you then see, I think you're the only one that sees, and I think you know you're the only one that sees, almost in the shadows, and it kind of looks like Karoi, but wearing the clothes of the person that shot you with the blast, scaling down on these plants.
How far are they?
A good, 150 feet away. Well, they're also up, too, so...
Yeah.
Very high up, and then, 150 feet away. Also, you rolled a 21, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you see, people running in, you're scanning, and you see, kind of on the opposite direction, with, a hand in a shrub and, a small booklet open, what you can tell is maybe a druid casting some kind of spell, and you see that those shrubs are what have burst out of the ground around the biblioplex and are reached up.
Are there any professors around me nearby? I'm heading
not yet.
Okay. I'm gonna start walking towards the guy. Start walking towards the one that shot me.
Okay.
I'm gonna speak into a little thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm gonna hand it to a student.
Uh-huh.
And say, hey, I'm going to find a first year, say, hey, find a professor, give them this, and have them tap it.
All right, man.
And then I tap him on the back.
Good luck. Is this normal?
Yep. And I keep walking.
Just running off, yeah.
I want to get within 90 feet of this person.
Okay, so they're...
And I want a stealth. I don't want them to see me.
Okay, yeah, roll a stealth for me, then.
24.
Yeah, you got it. So they're 150 feet away, so you're able to do that this turn, but you can't do anything else.
That's fine.
Yeah. So you're there. So that'll be you. The enemy just went. The shrubs are going to go. They are going. Who is tangled?
I am.
You moved, right?
Yeah,
I moved. I would also need you to give me a dexterity roll, please.
Oh, no.
11?
You are also tangled.
Ah, fuck.
So those of you that are tangled begin getting dragged out.
Oh,
I need you to make, you have the time to make two strength saving throws. On fails, you will be dragged out and dropped.
Can I help at all because I'm around there?
Yeah, you can try to grab at one of them. You could pick who you try to help.
That's a 10.
It's a 5.
You get two of them. You have two of them.
A 10?
3.
Okay.
Guys.
Acrobatics to grab them?
Acrobatics, sure.
Okay.
She's going to, who are you, you're doing it? Okay. You have advantage on one.
All right. So 16.
16 is a success on one. I need you to give me one more save with advantage.
18.
Okay. So you're, so the staff, Ember, are pulled fully out of the building.
Jesus.
And then let go, like almost flung out by the plant. You are pulled to the very edge, and at the last minute, you grab onto like one of the like pieces of metal, and it bends a bit and gives as you just like life death grip
Lex!
On it, yeah. And you like reach out, and I think you like grab her wrist too. So you're like hooked in onto the metal, and you like have your arm hooked around under like armpits,
yeah.
So you're sandwiching the metal pretty much, holding each other,
yeah.
As like the metal bends with the plant holding your leg, and then it lets go, and then. You, Lux, see the plants engulf him as he's, like, scaling down and begin to pull him down. I need you to make a perception roll to beat his, I'm going to tell you the number, 24, to beat a 24. Okay, so you no longer see him. You still have a rough idea of where he might be.
Okay.
Two people got flung out. That is 50 feet. So for every 10 feet, it's a D6. So those of you that
I'm
fell, you're
gonna
take 26 damage.
Yeah, I'm down.
So you hit the ground hard, like full force, hit your back, like your head, like whiplash level, like hard. Then the staff has like got flung down, is not unconscious, but is so hurt, and it's like rolling around on the ground. People at this point are like gathering. Kuroi, you saw them scaling. You saw the plant like swallow them as well. You can also make a perception check to see if you kind of if you lose them in the like mass of plants.
Damn, dirty 20.
Very good. Okay, so the number to beat was 24, but with that you have a like 90% idea of where this person is as the mass of plant is beginning to fall back onto the ground. You're kind of like our eyes in the sky. You're gonna be the best option at helping people find him. And then it goes to your turn.
All right. My inkling will. This is gonna be sick. All right.
It's gonna be so sick.
I'm going to crouch. Like my personage is going to crouch and prepare for some sort of sprint. Okay.
Okay.
My inkling is going to fly as fast as it can. Directly like to where that like where they got kind of like sucked up.
Okay.
Like maybe trying to like get there before they get fully sucked up. Regardless, just trying its damnedest.
Right.
And I guess like how successful is that?
That I would say is successful. You saw where they were. You saw where they're scaling. Even with the plants moving them, the plants don't move that fast. So you're successful in that.
Gotcha. All right, so with my familiar hurtling towards them as quickly as possible, my person will start running, and I am going to activate Strixhaven Mascot Teleport.
Amazing. Yeah, so you break into a sprint. Your inkling has like quickly, like pretty much dove like halfway down the building where the plant is, and I think you just like sprint dead around where like you are finally able to at least see your inkling a bit, and you guys just and you swap places completely. Do you want to be right on top where you will have to grab onto the plant, or do you still want to be in the building?
Where is he at?
He is out of the building, so you would to be right on top of him, you want to like land right there out of the building.
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, I think it's like this moment of like your inkling swells into like a almost black hole of ink that you just appear out of, and then the inkling itself like kind of into itself and then reappears where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're directly above, I'd say halfway down the building, this massive plant that's still slowly moving this individual. You can't see him, but you see the massive plant. I do need you to give me a athletics or acrobatics with advantage to hold on to either the building or the moving plants.
That was sick. I hope people saw that.
Incredibly fucking sick.
I think I did.
Yeah, you absolutely saw it.
Give me that dirty 21, baby.
Let's go. Yeah, so you...
Yeah.
And then you appear, and I think you just grab on to, like, the side of one of, like, the large vines or shrubs, and you're holding on to it as it's kind of wriggling down. And that is going to be your turn, I believe, Kuroi?
Yes, but I will, as I'm just, like, with the other hand, as I'm kind of, like, you know, scratching down the vines, I'll have my ink quill also just kind of lining the vines where my hands were. Not doing anything else, just having dripped ink on it. We'll see if that can come into play later.
No, absolutely. So you've kind of coiled your ink on there, and that'll be Kuroi's turn. We're going to go ahead and go to Astra.
Hello.
Holding on
for dear life. Do I have to try to make a save to not get pulled for...
Well, you're not being pulled anymore. They let
okay,
you
they
go.
Left.
You're
okay,
just
word.
Dangling now.
Cool. I'm going to try to get down.
Down?
Yeah.
Okay, how?
How high up am I?
Remember, you're like 50-something feet up. Maybe 80. Like, you're
that's
up there.
Too high. Never mind. I'll just hang out and wait and see if I can...
For sure. Sounds good. I'll let you
if
like
he comes
hold
this
an
way.
Action.
Yeah, I'll hold an action to see if he comes this way.
The staff is like, he's going to start getting up. And he, like, looks around. And he sees that more, like, professors are coming. And he just kind of starts taking, like, pot shots at the plants. Then Lex.
Hello. Can I pull you up?
Yeah. You're,
okay.
You're able to do that.
Okay. I don't have anything that can help us get down there fast either. Except for, like, Misty Step.
But even then, it's only 30 feet.
Yeah.
Well, you can jump and then time it. I'll allow that.
Listen, I just did, like, a... I just did like a mini teleport boogie woogie swap airdrop. I think
dude,
can...
it was sick.
Dude, I love Toto so much, man. So you're just gonna jump and time it?
Yeah.
All right, just give me an Arcana, or if you think something else would make more sense, you can make that argument.
Performance.
Are you trying to be a flashy bitch?
Of course.
Then yes,
at all times.
Yeah.
At all times. I help you up and I'm like, we'll see ya. And like, go to do my thing. 19.
Yeah, so you, I think you jump and like, what is, so first off, I think you're like just filting and you're, even your uniform is billowing kind of showily. And you have like little, maybe precipitation and thaumaturgy, like sparkles going around you in different colors. And then, it's like, oh my god, like, she's gonna blow her fucking knees out. Because you're, like, 5 feet from the floor, feet straight. Like, straightened, and then you... And you just appear 30 feet away, unharmed, as you've just turned off the momentum you had by teleporting that way. And you do it right before you hit the ground to be showy. And you kind of spin, and you see this mass kind of coming down. You see Kuroi holding onto it with ink, like, seeping onto the plant. And you also see Lux standing there kind of taking in the scene. Yeah, you've gotten down. That's your turn.
Yeah, that's my turn.
We will come back to the... Yeah.
I casted a spell.
So, yes,
and
please
so
roll.
I need to make sure... Oh, it happened.
All right. Let's go ahead and roll on the list.
I love, like, you're going to make this flashy, like, entrance and everything, and it's going to be so cool, and then you're just going to turn into a chicken.
67. Let's see. Aw. I am frightened by the nearest creature until the end of my next turn.
So you land down, and I think there's this kid, the kid that you handed the thing to, was like, are you a professor? Yeah, and he's just like, oh, and like start getting ready. He's like, what did I say? It's the worst scene you've ever seen.
Yeah. And then I run away and spend the rest of my turn running away from that kid.
The coolest thing ever. He's like, please come here. He's running around looking for a professor and you're running. Yeah, it's bad.
Only a professor could do something that cool.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you must be a professor. Get away from me. and then we will go to Ember.
So death saving throw?
Yes.
Fuck.
That's a 19.
I thought you were gonna say that's a natural one,
I
Jesse.
Like,
I was like,
no!
I thought it was a 6.
Okay, so solid. You have one success, thank goodness. The enemy's turn. The enemy in the shrubs kind of flump down. I would like Kuroi and Lux to give me perception rolls.
17.
17, okay. Kuroi?
Ooh, dirty 20. Let's go.
No,
very
slay.
Good. So he rolled really poorly this time. And I mean, he's just in these shrubs. And so he, like, jumps out and just goes for a full sprint. But you both are, like, you see him, you would very much be able to pincer move him as he's sprinting. That is going to be his turn. The shrubs have stopped moving. Would you get for perception again, Lux?
17.
17. You also, maybe I think you look back and whoever had their hand on the shrub is gone.
Okay.
Then we're going to have Kuroi go. He's taking off. He's run about like, no, he full moved. He was run 60 feet from you.
Damn it. He's so fast.
Well, he full moved. So that's all he did in his turn.
Oh, that's fair. I'm going to run after him for 30.
Okay.
And, huh. You know what? I think I'm going to tell him to shit himself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, crazy. Oh,
goodness.
So I'm going to cast Hideous Laughter.
Okay.
But my version of it.
Shit yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laugh yourself to death.
Power word. Defecate!
Dude, power dookies.
But yeah, so Hideous Laughter, range of 30 feet, so it's just in. Wisdom saving throw of 14, so...
He rolled a 14, but he has a negative 1 to wisdom, so it'll go to a 13, and he will fail that roll.
Yay!
what is the Tasha's Hideous Laughter effect again?
Creature of your choice that you see within range perceives everything hilariously funny and falls in fit of laughter as the spell affects it. The target must succeed in a wisdom saving throw or fall prone, becoming incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration.
So instead of laughing, though, you all begin to hear like, oh, I love it! And just like flatulence, flatulence of like someone who's having the worst stomach cramps, like just having eaten dairy when you're lactose level stomach cramps.
Oh.
No, what is this? And he like falls to his knees. He still looks like you, Kuroi, but like is breaking out in a sweat and is like slamming on the ground, rolling around. I was like, no, not this. And so he is currently incapacitated as he's clenching the hardest he's ever clenched in his life, trying not to shit himself.
Perfect.
Astra.
Hello.
That'll be your turn off of Kuroi shitting. You hear the, yeah, like, no, I please!
That's crazy, dude. It's so nice.
Powerful. Power word defecate.
Power word defecate. Yeah.
It sucks that now for Advanz, I have to make power word defecate and release it alongside this miniseries.
For sure.
Happens, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got to be that way. Okay. Question, while I'm up here, is there like an unoccupied space down there somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, how far is it again?
About 50 feet.
Okay, I didn't want to have to use this, but I will. I will just thunderstep down there.
You like obliterate the metal you were holding on to. And it crumbles part of the biblioplex and you just...
Yeah, and I'll make sure it's not near anybody, so I don't hurt anybody.
You land, and I think there's, like, the freshman that's like, why are you running? And there's, and it doesn't hit him, but the sound, he's like, ah, and he, like, falls.
No!
Are you a professor?
No.
Ah, he's, like, holding the pebble.
You'll be fine when I believe in you.
Oh, he gets up and is, like, running around looking for a professor.
Oh, God. Who did that to this poor kid?
He's bawling.
And that's your turn, yeah.
Yeah, that's my turn because it's an action.
Staff that's down here and like has been hurt points his spear, not his spear, but like his staff like pointedly. And then it's like, I would say it's this pearl white staff that kind of curls in like almost like a conch shape at the top. And he like, and you see the hold person spell. And it's going to grab hold of him. He's incapacitated. And you see the way it looks for him is it's almost like a ghost hand comes out of the like this clear blue-esque hand comes out of the staff and like slams down on the kid, like holding him down on the ground as he's like yelling, I'm gonna shit myself. We will leave combat.
We love this for us.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's Middle of the Episode. Our first ad this week comes from our friends over on Tabletop Tempest. Tabletop Tempest is a TTRPG actual play channel founded by immigrants / children of immigrants that just launched their premiere season in the TTRPG space. Together, Chris, aka Hama Samakun, Jonathan, aka Latinos Against Spooky Shit, and Chris, aka D&D Imposter, are releasing three shows over the course of summer 2024 to spring 2025. Season 1 kicks off with Beneath the Surface, a 10-episode miniseries using the Masks DTRPG system. Beneath the Surface follows the story of five cousins who are called back to their ancestral hometown for a family reunion. And everything seems to be normal until they're gifted powers and told to go underwater. Check out episode 1 on Tabletop Tempest's YouTube channel now. We'll have those links in our episode description. And by the time you're listening to this, episode 2 should be premiering later today. And our second ad this week comes from our friends over on New Age Geeks. Are you ready to embark on a journey like no other? Join New Age Geeks, where inclusivity is their mission and geekdom knows no bounds. Step into a world where tabletop adventurers heal and unite. At New Age Geeks, they invite everyone, regardless of background or beliefs, to pull up a seat at their table. Dive into Forging Fate, a captivating, sober D&D campaign following the resilient Fists of Fate on their exploits in the world of Exandria. Indulge in the unique flavors of Goodberry Cafe, where each month brings a new cast and an exciting indie game to savor together. Experience Queer and Present Danger, an enchanting journey in a bespoke world with an all-LGBTQ+ cast. Uncover the stories behind your favorite geeky creators on Investigation Check. Brace yourself for Spell Shots, a fan-centric show where the unexpected becomes reality. And don't miss their biggest adventure yet. New Age Geeks is thrilled to be nominated for the Crit Awards Best Upcoming YouTube Channel. Join New Age Geeks and be a part of a community where imagination thrives and diversity shines. Subscribe today and let the geeky goodness begin. We'll be sure to have their episode links in our episode description today. And congratulations to them for being nominated for a Crit Award. Alrighty. Let's get back to the episode, shall we? And hope maybe we don't die? Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
You guys have successfully captured this guy. I would like everyone to give me perception rolls, please.
18!
Slay. I got a 10.
Okay. 10.
13.
13.
I'm dying.
You're dying. With an 18, Kuroi, you're focused right now on making this kid shit himself. However, you notice that the necklace or the pendant is not around his neck.
Oh, the plant.
And beyond that, you, and I think because the nature of your ink and the nature of like its connection with you, you sense your ink going in two separate directions behind you.
Oh, nice. I love that. I'll whip around to look back to, because like I basically stopped right on top of him. That's where that's where the line would end. So I look back where my ink should be.
Okay, yeah. So you see that there's the pile of ink on the plant that you left. You then see, I mean, this is a large crowd, but you feel that to either your right or your left, your ink is moving in two separate directions. So you can decide which way to go. It's beginning to get so cluttered and crowded and panicked that I think it's becoming difficult for you to be able to like perceive or see who's running off with whatever, like with your ink or with whatever it might have.
I will cast Calm Emotions.
Okay.
In a 20-foot radius around me to ideally calm people down so that they can be a little bit more perceptive to someone heading in the opposite direction.
Okay. So you do Calm Emotions. I'm going to say just kind of this wave of like calming. Once again, you've already done this before where you emulated with Thaumaturgy like a weighted blanket, and you do that thing again. You send out this like wave of like everyone feels like they're secured in an emergency blanket, and it mellows out everybody, which I think is when people might start to like notice. But like also, once again, they're not looking for anything weird, it would make it easier for you to see. So I will allow you to roll anyone to roll perceptions with advantage looking for someone running off now.
Adam, did I see any objects on that person who was doing the shrub stuff?
You did not.
Not even like a robe?
A robe, yes. They were wearing a robe. Give me a perception with advantage.
I'm going to cast locate object for the robe.
Okay, interesting.
Also perception 19.
All right.
Within 1,000 feet.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything?
I'm going to go find my dying.
Yeah, totally. You give me one more death saving roll just to see.
I got a 19 perception.
I got a 4.
Yeah, just for shits and geeks. You're able to do whatever you need to revive him. You got 19 perception?
I'll give you a greater healing.
So, Kuroi and Astra, you guys see a humanoid, and you would know him. He's a Silver Quill student. He's 1 year under you, but takes classes with you. He's far more advanced than the other students. You would even barter he might be more advanced than you. At least in terms of like combat magic, mm-hmm. He enjoys combat magic. He plays for magic ball at the campus. He's very apt at dealing damage and buffing himself. And you see him walking one hastily away, which is odd. And beyond that, I think you see an ink stain on the back of his hand. That's not super weird, mm-hmm. given he's also Silver Quill, but it might arouse suspicion given the circumstances. Secondarily, the you're pinging up the robe you're looking for in the opposite direction. So you guys are looking past the Biblioplex. You're looking in the front of the Biblioplex, Lux.
I take off 35 movement speed.
Where's the ping? Sorry, which?
So Lux is looking at the front of the Biblioplex where he senses the robe. Astra and Kuroi are looking at a Silver Quill student who you guys know, and you're kind of looking that way. His name is Anton. You guys are aware of him. Like I said, he's 1 year under you, but he's very, very talented. He came in very skilled. He's clearly done his practice and training before he got here, and he's walking hastily away and has a smear of ink on the back of his hand.
Is my turn over?
We're out of turn order, so we're kind of just doing like, what are you doing now kind of thing.
I'd probably try to go follow him.
Okay.
But, like, try to, like not, like, try to make it obvious that I'm tailing him, but, like, you know, just being like, where are you going?
I would actually like to make it a big spectacle, because then, one, he can't fight back.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a crowd, like, going, like, hey, Anton, where are you going? Mm-hmm. Then either all of China will know he's here, sort of thing. Or, like, he'll have to just, like, sit, stand there and answer it. And eventually a teacher will come over.
So, Kuroi, as you go to start yelling, like Anton, where are you going kind of thing, you start what should be making noise, and you recognize you're in a silence spell.
Silence, damn it.
Yes. You, Astra, are away from that.
Mm-hmm.
You see that happen. You see Kuroi... I think you and Kuroi lock eyes at what you're looking at, and you guys are like, oh, perfect. You see Kuroi go to, like, you know Kuroi, you know he will make a scene to do this. He goes to make a scene, and suddenly, like, he's not making noise, and it's giving Anton just enough time to clear out. You said you're tailing Anton. Yeah. What do you want to do? And, like I said, so Kuroi, you're going to be able to get out of, like, the bubble shortly, like, immediately. You walk out of it, but it's that perfect amount
it's
of,
split
like,
second.
Stutter time that's gonna give him the chance to slip into like an alleyway or something.
I think I just want to keep tailing then.
Okay, you're
just
gonna tail
keep
him?
Following. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will just keep following.
What's the distance you're keeping?
I will keep around 30 feet, not too far.
So then we will cut back to Lux. You were tailing towards the front of the Biblioplex.
Yep, sprinting.
Yeah, you break into a sprint. You see now, it's the same druid girl you saw. She appears to be what you might guess is like a mix of like a dryad and like a tiefling. Yeah, is like greenish, has maybe like nub horns, like the short horns.
Yeah.
And has like leafy hair, is very like green, but also is radiating a sickly aura. Like it is. To get close to her is making you nervous. in this moment. But you run in. She slipped into the biblioplex.
I want to be within 90 feet of her.
Okay. You get in about 90 feet from her. We will then cut from that. So you see her. She's walking directly towards the Hall of Oracles, which is in the center of the biblioplex. So now we'll cut to Lex and Ember.
Yeah, I'm like feeding you a greater heel.
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do the rules we do for our home game, which is if you're doing it as an action, it's max health. It's like the full amount of health
44
you get.
Plus 4.
Yeah, so you get 20 health back, and you like, oh, come to. There was a moment where you were like, was I going to die? yeah, you guys are looking around. You don't see your friends, but you see like the commotion and kind of the intensity. You see like a crowd that has been calmed. You guys see Kuroi leaving what takes you a moment to recognize as the silent spell. Like, he leaves the area and then starts like, I think talking, but like looking. And at this point, whatever his target of talking is gone. You see the person with the staff has the kid pinned down. You don't see your friends. You've kind of turned the corner with
Anton.
And I think he like stops and turns around. He's like, why are you tailing me?
Why are you walking away that fast?
Because weird shit's going on. I don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah, but I hope you understand that it looks like you're doing weird shit.
Wouldn't it look like you were doing weird shit because you jumped out of the building?
I mean, I guess so, but you're walking away from the scene.
Yeah, because I don't want to be dealing with it. I have priority registration to get, and I'm busy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Would you like anything else?
No.
Okay. And he's just going to keep walking.
Okay.
Kuroi, you hit that corner, and you see Astra standing there, and you see Anton kind of walking off.
I think I just turned to Kuroi and I'm like, he says he's not doing anything weird.
Heat metal.
Heat metal.
Interesting. You raise your hand to like heat metal, and he's gonna turn around, he's gonna counterspell you, and he's like, do not send spells my way. I won't let it happen a second time. Yeah, and once again, you guys know he's perceptive. He is a battle mage, so that's not surprising to see him do something like that. A peek behind the screen, he has things like Warcaster. He's a very capable combatant when it comes down to stuff like that. But yeah, he's going to counterspell your spell if you want to proceed with another. So you guys can interact with us how you'd like to. But yeah, he kind of makes a threat, and then he's standing there looking at you now to see what you're going to do.
Well, I do have one more thing to do.
Shit yourself!
Yeah.
Yeah! I was going to...
Could I try to Eldritch Sight detect magic?
Yeah.
To see what's on him, maybe.
Yeah. With that, you do see he has a couple of magic items on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you saw the amulet. So you wouldn't know what kind of magic it has. But he does have a couple of magic items on him. One of them is like pocketed.
I will. It's probably... God dang. I hate it. I hate it when the evil villain gets to walk away in front of me.
No, dude. I love it. Because narratively, it's like, well, it's a tough call to just attack a guy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And it's like, fuck. Like, we're at school.
Can I get a sense of what magic they are?
Like what magic he has?
The items.
Oh, yes. One of them's evocation. One of them is... So he actually has two evocation on him.
Okay.
And then one abjuration. The two evocations, one's on his hip. You would know that's his wand. He has a wand that amplifies damage. You've seen it used before, and you've seen him destroy, once again, like... powerful Prismari like players with like one firebolt. And mind you, like Prismari are the damage dealers.
Yeah.
And then you see and you would also know that in terms of abjuration, you've heard that over the summer he went on like an adventure or like a quest, and he was able to get a very powerful cloak, and you can see he's wearing it as a cape.
All right, I have one trick up my sleeve.
Okay.
One final trick before they definitely just, like, get away.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit him with the ultimate move. because since he's staring at us, I will, my hand will be hidden within my cloak. I'll slowly raise it, and then my hand will leave my cloak, and I'll be giving, like, just, you know, like, the symbol where you have your thumb and your index finger, like, closed together, but then, like, your other three fingers are out? Yeah, that, exactly, ha, got you. Yeah. I'm gonna hit him with that. However, I will be casting Hypnotic Pattern.
Okay. Just fucking look at this shit. Check this shit out.
Check this shit out.
Got him!
Alright, what is... what ability does he use to save?
It's Wisdom. 14.
He fails.
Woo!
Quick, take his team. Quick, run his pockets.
He got hit. He got hit with the ultimate. Ha, made you look. Which, and, like,
just the most, like, what are you, and remind you, he's younger than you guys, so I think it's also this thing of, like, he's full of himself, he's like, what are you even doing, you look,
yeah, ever since I was younger, like, when I watched, like, Recess, and there was one episode where, like, the cool kids were fighting each other by just, like, doing cool things at each other. And they were, like, taking damage.
Yeah.
So I've always, like, I love this idea that, like, ha, I got you with the, like, dude, made you look and now you've taken damage. So they become charmed for the duration. While charmed with the spell, they are incapacitated and have a speed of 0.
Okay.
Concentration up to 1 minute. So... yeah, like, literally run his pockets, of course. Like,
I believe if he's touched, he is roused, right?
The spell ends for an affected creature if it takes any damage or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature from its stupor.
Perfect. Yes, you are able to run his pockets.
Run him!
yeah, are you trying to take everything, or are you just trying to look for something?
I mean, I think he's evil, so I say everything, but I'm very much concentrated on the spell, but you know me. You know me.
Good. Yeah, so you grab his wand. His cape's on him, so that'll be like a nightmare to get off. You grab his wand, and you stick your hand in his pocket, and you pull out that amulet.
Ooh.
Give me a wisdom saving throw when you pull out that amulet.
Oh, no.
17, baby. My God.
Very good. So you grab it, and as you touch it, there's this overwhelming sound and like boom in your head as you hear sort of just another toy, and you feel your hand kind of grip around it, and I need you to give me another wisdom saving throw. You failed once. You now feel yourself being compelled to do something.
Once.
Another hand touches the beacon.
I failed once. All right. A 17, actually, again.
17, okay. That's what you say?
I was like, if I'm seeing this happen, can I try something?
Sure.
Am I allowed to give Kuroi guidance?
Yeah.
Okay. You get a D4, then.
Oh, sick.
Okay, so even with a 1, he'll save this time.
Okay.
So you're able to let go of the amulet as, like, you feel... So I think there's a moment... where you see Kuroi grab it and then, like, freeze and, like, his muscles go almost into rigor. Like,
yeah, like
the
hey,
way
bestie.
He's moving is wrong. And then Kuroi, like I said, you hear, like, another toy. And then the next voice you hear, like, is a command, and it's strike her down. And you start turning, and, like, you see, like, a cantrip loading up in his hand as he turns towards you.
Yeah.
And then you give him the guidance, and
yeah,
he's able
like,
to, like...
hey, bestie, let's not do that.
Yeah, he's
we're
able
okay.
to let go of it. And
we're
so,
not evil.
So Kuroi, the amulet, like, clatters to the ground as you've let go of it. And you have this, like, burn in your hand. Not, like, severe or anything, but there's, like, this char in your hand. And you're standing there, and we will quickly cut back to our other friends.
Thank you,
Lex.
Bestie. Of course, bestie.
Lex and Ember, who I'm going to say you guys have, like, walked in now, because I think you probably caught Lux walking in.
Aww.
So all three of you were in.
Oh, no.
You're 90 feet away.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to do something.
In, yeah, like, so they're walking in as this is happening. She's 90 feet from you. She's at the Hall of Oracles. She's right there at the Snarl.
Do I recognize her?
Yeah, you would know her.
What's her name?
She's Samsa.
Hey, Samsa. And I, okay, first of all, actually, I've pulled out my bag of holding.
Mm-hmm.
I have it open. And then I have it within my, like, sight.
Uh-huh.
And I say, Samsa.
She, like, turns to you.
Look, I really wanted priority registration. But things kind of got crazy. Let's just go back and talk to the professors, please. That'll be a lot easier than what I'm going to try to do if you don't.
And then I think she looks at you and she goes, I'm sorry. And, like, you see, like, tears are running down one side of her face. And the other one, like, the eye is, like, inky and black. And then
if she tries to do anything, then yeah. I'm going to Vortex Warp her. And I'm going to try to put her in my back holding.
Okay. So let's see what's the save for that.
Yes, I love this.
Constitution?
Yeah.
A 16.
Silver barbs.
I love this.
A natural 20.
Yeah. Crazy. It was a 15 to beat Adam. Well.
Okay, that's so close. So yeah. She raises, and I think you see her lift up this tome, and as you do, immediately you realize that's what was putting that off-putting energy on you.
Mm.
Two, it is bound in skin.
Mm. Oh.
Three, as she lifts it, like, eyes open upon it. And then, like, she says, I'm sorry. And then you see she gives into your spell. She purposely fails your spell and has tossed it partially. It's towards the snarl. You vortex warp her away into your bag of holding.
I'm so nervous.
You see it. I would like all of you to roll me a d20. The way we're going to do this.
Even Kuroi and
yes,
and
everybody. Me? This is just the hero's luck. On a 10 or under, we'll count that as a victory for me. On an 11 or higher, it's a victory for you. The majority goes.
Okay.
So everyone roll once.
19.
13.
4.
15.
19, 13, 15.
Slay.
So the book floats up, and you see it, like, the snarl starts to, like, yank it in, and then you see this, like, blast of inky energy just pin the book to the wall as you see, like, the dean of the college kind of, and he, like, brings it to himself, and then he immediately turns to you and he's like, bring that girl to me now.
Dean Ambrose? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to look into my, like, I look into my bag and I see her, I guess, right? Like, that's
you would have to, like, try to get her, but yeah, you'd.
Samsa, good luck. And then I'm going to close the bag and I'm going to walk over.
Yes, you walk it over, you open it, he reaches in and pulls Samsa out. And he quickly, like, puts her in, like, a force cage, but it's ink. You see them wheel in the kid they pinned down. And I think Kuroi, right as you guys have, like, run to the pockets, two other staff come around and they, like, grab Anton and they, like, safely pick up the amulet and, like, place it in, like, a magical seal, and they, all three students, get walked in.
Let's go.
Then as that is happening, like, they're getting walked to Dean Ambrose, you guys hear, like, fireworks going off as you're like, bah, 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 the item has been found. Bah, bah, bah. And so it quickly, that, like, what you guys just dealt with quickly gets brushed aside as Dean Ambrose, like, deals with it. And then, like, you guys are like, mum's the word. The everyone gathers. Group 27A. Group 27A's member 2701 come to the registry office. And you just hear it getting read off. And so those are the winners. However, I think you guys wind down. And there's a moment where you all get, like, the same sending message, and you're all brought in on the same sending, and it's just like, for your bravery and your behavior, you will all also be granted priority registration.
Oh, yeah! Thank God. Go. I was gonna talk to him in person if we
mum's
didn't
the word.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna be like, Kuroi, we should go see if, like, maybe we can get it.
Absolutely.
We're good. We're good.
After what we did, yeah.
Yes. So that is going to be the end of the first portion of our mini-series.
Yay!
The way this Woo! Is going to work, you guys will level up 2 levels.
Yes!
You will also have partaken in half of your school year up to this point. So you guys tell me what classes you register for, what you've done this year, what you've worked on. Come up with what got you those two levels. What else have you done this year? Maybe a little bit more interesting things have been going on. Maybe you've seen other people with those masks who have slipped into shadows around. You guys figure that out. We'll do a short re-entry of the characters. You'll tell me what's been going on. Each of you can select a magic item, rare or under, if you feel so inclined. Like that, you level up, you do all those things. This is where we will end this episode. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a great time. We've been 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. If you like us, you can come over and follow us at 5 Gems Official on X/Twitter and Blue Sky, or 5 Gems in a Trench Coat on everything else. You could find our website, 5 Gems in a Trench Coat, where you can also find the links to us or the links to our website on our other stuff. If you like what we're doing, you can go ahead and follow, like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. You can comment. We love comments. You can share us with grandmas. Grandmas love us.
Grandmas love us.
Also, go on to our Ko-Fi. You can donate a little bit if you feel so inclined. We love energy drinks. We drink energy drinks on these long recording days. We always there's always new and better audio equipment we could get, and we would love any support in those ventures. We have our new mics. Very excited. We love these new mics. I'm sure if you've listened to episode 1, you've heard how well they sound. Beyond that, if you like all of us and want to see more of what we do, we'll go ahead and shout ourselves out here. Kim and I do Amateur Dragon Highlander. It is a commander...
casual commander stream.
Yeah, casual commander stream we do on Thursdays. We try to get people on. It's mostly BIPOC people. We get as much many BIPOC people as we can. We want to, you know, really flesh out that portion of the community. And then on top of that, Tanlin, Tanner, Kim, and I all work on Adavan's Armory at ADAVNS. On everything, or make 5e supplemental content.
Yeah, I do most, if not all, of the art for both this lovely podcast and Gremlin Frog Art on both Instagram and Twitter. FROGGART. Tanner,
I do two things. One of them is called Wisteria Falls. It's a webcomic. You can check it out on Webtoon at Wisteria Falls. And you can also check out my writing. I do narrative stuff. I talk about narrative. It's on Substack, A Key to Other Worlds.
Amazing. And Kuro.
Hi, I stream Magic the Gathering Commander games all throughout the week. You can find me at twitch.tv/Kurohitsuki, as well as on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Always talking about Magic the Gathering. I also, PLC, just really trying to make sure that there's a place for us in the community and just really having fun while doing it. And that's definitely something I always like to emphasize. So I look forward to seeing you there.
Yes, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and 5 GMs Official on Twitter and Blue Sky. You can also check us out on our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.